You want some tea?
Yeah.
Zach, you got a sec?
What's your computer? Satellite, right? Isn't that based on the satellite?
I got
114. You got 114. Well, okay. Got a minute. Who got engaged this week? Are we? We had a recruit last Thursday. No? Okay. All right, let's begin, guys. 115?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, so maybe you should call him.
Who, Ethan?
Do you have Ethan's number? Tell him, call him. Oh. Okay, you got it?
Nope.
See the official, let me open up the Gemara.
It's 115.
Okay, let's begin. Okay. I wanted to make a few points about the last sugya, and then we'll begin the new sugya. Okay? Firstly, we had a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid yesterday. Machlokes is, the Gemara had said that if you're of a power of attorney, and you get a power of attorney to deal with a third or a fourth of the case, then as long as you're a power of attorney for the third or fourth of the case, you could be a power of attorney for what? For the whole case. As long as you're in the door, we said, that's enough. And the Rambam writes, we learned, that it doesn't have to be a third or fourth. It could be, let's say, $100. Let's say you have a $1 million case. As long as you're appointed a power of attorney for $100, therefore that puts you in the door, and therefore what? Therefore you can be the power of attorney on the rest of the money, even up to $1 million. The Ravid says it must be dafka shlish or revia. It must be dafka third or fourth. And if it's $100, let's say it's a $1 million case, $100, you're only a power of attorney for $100. What's the machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid? We mentioned the two shitas, but we didn't explain the lumnus. So I believe it's based on what we laid down yesterday. Please, let's get it. According to the Rambam, when you are a power of attorney, it works in what manner, Ari? That you become, it's a kinyan. It works like you become the Baal Boss. If you become the Baal Boss, then therefore what? Even the slightest amount of money you're given a power of attorney to, that puts you in the door, and you are a power of attorney in the vein that what? Therefore what? You can even be a power of attorney on the rest of the money, even if it's $1 million. Because according to the Rambam, when it says Shliach Shavya, please get this, when it says Shliach Shavya, Chaim, what does that mean? Really, you're the Baal Boss. It just means Shliach Shavya that you can't keep the money. You have to bring the money back to the original man, to the Malva. But the truth of the matter is, you are the Baal Boss. Shliach Shavya just tells me a limitation that you can't keep the money. But in reality, you are what? You are the man in charge. Okay? What's the Ravid's response to the Ravid? The Ravid's response to the Rambam? What does the Ravid hold? That it's not working me, din what? Kinyan. When it says Shliach Shavya, you are just a Shliach. You are a UPS man. You are FedEx man. Right? Right? Brown, right? UPS Brown, right? Okay? What can Brown do for you? Never heard that on the radio? Right? All you are is a delivery man. You are just simply a delivery man. If that's all you are, a delivery man, then therefore, according to the Ravid, if you are appointed a power of attorney for a third or fourth, then that'll get you in the door in order to what? In order to be a power of attorney on the rest of the money. But if you are not a power of attorney on the third or fourth, if you only are a power of attorney on $100, then therefore what? You only can be a power of attorney on the $100 and that alone. Because what's the Ravid's understanding of Shliach Shavya? What's the Ravid's understanding of Shliach Shavya? What does it mean? It means you are a Shliach Mamish. You are just a UPS man and a Federal X man, and therefore, if you were given a third or fourth of a lump of $1 million, then you're in the door, then you can be a power of attorney on everything. But if you're given less than that, then all you are is a delivery man, and you're a power of attorney on $100 alone. That's the first comment I want to make, okay? All right, before we go to the next sugi, I want to mention a few comments on the previous sugi. That was the first point I want to mention to explain that Machlekes Rambam Ravid, number one. Number two, let's get it. Number two is the following, okay? We explained yesterday in Shir that according to what? According to Tosfos, Ishita and Dav Ayin Amar Aleph, Tosfos explains, Noam, that there's a Takonis Vachonim. Maybe there's a lot of desks in the other room. Dan, Daniel, maybe get the desks in the other Shir room. A lot of desks, okay?
Maybe you get a desk? Thank you. Okay, what's the din? The din is that we assume, Tosfos writes that to be a power of attorney works midina takonis chachamim. How did Tosfos prove that yesterday? From whose shita? Who? Excellent. What did Rav Ashi say, Ari? That he's a shliach. How on earth does that prove anything, we said? Why does Tosfos only frame it that it's a takonis chachamim according to who? Rav Ashi. The Chazon Ish asks, in Siman Aleph, what was it? Tzivkot and Yud Beis and Chasim Mishput. He says, also according to a Meimar, it's a Takanas Chachamim. What does a Meimar say? You can keep the money. Rav Ashi says what? You can't keep the money. Why is it Takanas Chachamim only according to who? Only according to who? Rav Ashi. So the way we want to explain the... Please get this. The way the Chazon Ish explains it is like this. Chazon Ish explains is that according to a Meimar holds that it's not a Takanas Chachamim. Because the Poshup Shad is that according to the way Tosa sets it up, Rav Ashi holds it to Takana, a Meimar holds it even more of a Takana. Why is it more of a Takana, Chaim? Not only can what? Can he represent him? He keeps the money. So why does Tosa say it's only Takana Chachamim according to Ahu? Rav Ashi. Says the Chazon Ish, it's not a Takana Chachamim according to a Meimar. It's a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Meaning, according to the Chazon Ish, let's get it down. According to the Chazon Ish, a Meimar holds it works midin what? Kinyan. If it works midin Kinyan, a Harshah, if it works midin Kinyan, it's a Din D'Oraisa. You know why? Because a Meimar holds like the second Lashon of the Narda. What's the second Lashon of the Narda? Against Rabbi Yochanan. You don't need Bershusa. You don't need Bershusa. So therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, a Meimar holds it's a Din D'Oraisa, you don't need Bershusa. So who does a Meimar hold like? Who does a Meimar hold like? Like the second Lashon in Narda. And he argues on the first Lashon in Narda. That's a new reading of the Gemara now. So please get that. Whereas according to who? According to Rav Ashi, what is the purpose of a Harshah? You really are a Shliach. Why do you make a Kinyan? Just a Din D'Rabbanan to get rid of the problem of what? Lav Baal Dvarim Didiyat. But it's a joke. What do I mean that it's a joke? On a Din D'Oraisa, you can't make Kinyanim on a Gavra. Remember we always said from Mazal Nechem, you can only make Kinyanim on a Chefsa, where you transfer ownership on an object. You can't make a Kinyan, I'm going to walk across the street. That's in essence what our show is doing. So it's a Din D'Rabbanan that allows this. So Rav Ashi holds Shlichus. Rav Ashi holds Shlichus. And therefore the whole thing is a Takanas Vachamim. A Meimar holds, it's a Kinyan. And he holds like the second Lashon Hara, you don't need Bershusa. So the way Tosfos frames it, get it down, this is the second point, that a Meimar and Rav Ashi are arguing, according to the Chazon Ish, within Tosfos, what is the mechanics of Harsha? Is it what, Shlichus? Or is it Hakna? A Meimar holds it to Hakna, Rav Ashi holds it to Shlichus. And the Knesh being is that the Tosfos does not mention a Meimar, because a Meimar holds it to D'Oraisa, it's not a Takana, because you don't need Bershusa. So what emerges from this is a new reading of the Gemara. Whereas, please get this, according to the Rambam, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara? You see, Rambam learns that what's the mechanics of Harsha? Kinyan. What are Rav Ashi and Amema arguing? They both hold it's a Kinyan. Question is, to what degree is the Kinyan? Is the Kinyan real strong that you can keep the money for yourself? Or it's not so strong? The Rambam passes like who? Rabban passes like who? Like Rav Ashi, that he cannot keep the money for himself. It's only a shliach legabi what he can't keep the money for himself. Because the Rambam holds that it's considered to be a kinyan. And that's also the Rambam Lishita, so the first point. Because what did the Rambam say? Because it's a kinyan, as long as you get in there even for $100 in a $1 million case, you can expand it. Because you're the Baal boss, right? That works Lishita. Okay. That's the second point. Third point now, please get this, okay? There are four ways to read the Gemara. I want you to get it. There are four ways in total that we can read our Gemara that we had before we go to the next sugya. Let's say it outside. The first shot is the standard way we read the Gemara, like Rashi's second Lashon. I'm just going to say it outside. The Gemara first presents, there are four subtopics. The Gemara first presents two Lashonas in Narda. First Lashon says you can only write our, you cannot write our Shah on any metoplin. Second Lashon holds, First Lashon holds like Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Pershuso. Second Lashon says you can't write our Shah on the top of the Kafre. Fine. Second subtopic is what? That any Harshah that does not written in it, Zul, Don, Zuchle, Napshech, that doesn't say procure your funds, is not a Harshah. Correct? What is what? What does a Maimar, what does Abaye say to that? That if it's written what? A third or fourth, what's the din? If it's written a third or fourth, you can be a din on the whole thing. Fine. That's the second subtopic. What's the third subtopic? Can the shliach what? Keep the money for himself. A Maimar says yes, Rav Ashi says no. And then the fourth, it's not really fourth subtopic, one opinion of Rav Ashi holds what? At least he could keep half of it. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. That's the second Lashon. That's number one. Number two, what's the second reading of the Gemara? Let's get it. What's the second reading of the Gemara? The two Lashonos, the same. What's the first Lashon of Rashi say? What's the first Lashon of Rashi say? First Lashon of Rashi says that then you have Nardoth, you don't have the formula, it's not a good Arshah. Then what does a Maimar come and say, according to first Lashon of Rashi, that even though it doesn't say the formula, what's the halacha? He can take it from who? Who can he take it from? The Nifgad, the Neman. That's what a Maimar's coming to say. And Rav Ashi comes and says, no, I back up the Nardoth that if you don't have the formula, what's the din? It's no good. You can't even keep it, right? And therefore you're like a Tofus Labalchov. Correct? You're a Tofus Labalchov. That was the second reading of the Gemara. Third reading of the Gemara was who? The Baal HaMor we had yesterday. What did the Baal HaMor say, the third reading of the Gemara? Ari, what did the Baal HaMor say? That a Maimar is coming to argue on who? A Maimar or Rav Ashi? What did the Baal HaMor comment on? Was it a Maimar or Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi, excellent. What did Rav Ashi come and argue on? The Nardoth that said you don't have the formula, it's not a Harshah. Rav Ashi comes and says it's still a Harshah. And then we ask, what's the point of Harshah? Shlichus is still good. Shlichus on its own is good. You don't need a Harshah. So we answer, maybe he died, maybe Mavapalit. The third reading of the Gemara is that Rav Ashi is coming to argue on the Nardoth that said if there's no, you don't have that formula, it's not a good Harshah. That's the third reading of Gemara. And lastly, today, we come up with the Chazon Ish. What's the Chazon Ish's fourth shot of reading the Gemara? A nuanced difference? That a Maimar, who says that you can keep the money, is saying what? Like the second Lashon Nardoth in the beginning of the Gemara that says you don't need Bershusa. You don't need Bershusa against the first Lashon of the Gemara. So that's a fourth way of reading the Gemara. And who does that remind you of, that Chazon Ish of a Maimar? We had a Rishon in the seven Pshatim we had of the two Lashonis and Nardoth. What was one of the Pshatim? The Tosis Rid that said what? That the second Lashon holds like Rish Lakish. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish is saying. That a Maimar holds like the second Lashon, which is Rish Lakish. You don't need Bershuso. All you need Shalom, you don't need Bershuso. That's good for the Chiddush. That's good for the Chiddush of what a Maimar is saying. Okay, fine. That was the third point, okay? How to read, there are four ways to read the Gemara. And the last point is, a few fellows asked me, we had seven Pshatim in the two Lashonos and the Nardoth. What does Rashi hold? Rashi wasn't one of the seven. What would you say Rashi held? What did Rashi say the topic of Gemara was? Tikkunim, yes, in the two Lashonos. Was there a machlekes? What did Ksos say? If it's a pikadon, then it's always Bershuso. So the Ksos said that they're fighting with each other. Forget about that. Let's say you don't have to say like the Ksos. I would say Rashi holds like that shita of who? That the Mordechai quoted, that a pikadon is not Bershuscha. Maybe Rashi's saying that a pikadon is not Bershuscha. For what halacha chayim is a pikadon only Bershuscha? For what halacha alone? No, what a look alone? Kafel, exactly. Only for kafel. If you steal from the shomer, you have to pay kafel. Very good. Only by Gable. Everything else of Yikaron is not considered to be Rishuska. So if someone would ask me who the Rashi holds like, without the Ksosis Pshat, I would have said he holds like that sheep in the Mordecai. Okay, fine. Very good. Now we finish the Sugya. We go Viter now. Let's see Viter. Okay, says the Mishnah like this. Gonav apishnayim v'tavach v'machar apihem. There are two sets of witnesses. One set on the Gneva, one set on the Tvicha Mechira. We know on Gneva you pay Kefal, Tvicha Mechira you pay 4 or 5 times. That's legitimate. You can have two separate sets. O apishnayim acherim. There's the first case is Gonav apishnayim v'tavach v'machar apihem. Same Adam do both. O apishnayim acherim. One set on the Gneva, one set on the Tvicha Mechira. Mashal tashlimi arda the Chamisha. Fine. We're going to get into the Gemara B'ez Hashem. This is the topic of Chatzi Dover. Next in. Ganav u'machar b'Shabbos. If you steal and you sell on Shabbos, all these cases you're going to have to pay. If you steal and sell on Shabbos, you are what? You are chayiv to pay. What happens if you steal and you shecht on Shabbos? What's the din? Do you have to pay 4 or 5 times? No. Based on what principle? Excellent. The Gemara has in Ksubis the following famous principle of Kimlei Vidarabimine. You should know what it looks like, the words. If I'm not mistaken, it's Lama Dalitim at Beis. That phrase appears in Shas, in Ksubis. Kimlei Vidarabimine. We take the bigger punishment because the guy was Machal Shabbos by Shechting. What Malach is Shechting? Machloik is Rabin Shmuel Shabbos Ayin Hamad Aleph. Either it's Netilas Neshama or it's Sviya. Either it's Netilas Neshama, you're killing the animal, or it's Sviya, the animal got purple. It's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Shabbos and I and Hamad Aleph. But it's a Chil Shabbos. At the same time you shecht your Chayav payment, you have a Chiyav Misa, Chiyav Mammon. What's the din? Kim Levin Rabimei. You get the more severe punishment and the Chiyav Mammon is swallowed up. Okay? So that's why our Mishnah says Ganav u'machar, and not Chayav Misa for Mechira and Shabbos. Selling on Shabbos is the Arisa of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, it's a Mishnah in Be'ah, and that planet Vol. It's a Xerah you might come to write. Business practices, Xerah Shema Mecha Chomecha Shema Yichto. We got to know all the Makaris, all the Dinim. Okay? That's only the Rabbanan. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah. We'll talk a little bit more about Kimlei Berabi. Let's finish the Mishnah first. Go to Bumachar L'Avodah Zarah. You sold it to an Avodah Zarah. Okay, Avodah Zarah also is what? Obviously a what? Ganav u'machar Avodah Zarah. Ganav u'tavach, if you stole and you sold it to Avodah Zarah, it's a Mechira. Ganav u'tavach b'yom ha'kippurin. You went in and you shecht it and you slaughtered an Yom Kippur. Now here, it's a bit of a chiddush. Malach on Yom Kippur is what? D'oraisa, right? Of course. Is it a chiyuv skila? Yes or no? No. What is the 3-pronged punishment on Shabbos? Shabbos is what? Skilo with Adim and Asra. Karis with what made you with no Adim or Adim Bali Hasra. Skilo, Kares, Katas. You did it for Shogun Kai Katas. Yom Kippur, there is no Misa. It's only Karis. You eat on Yom Kippur, you're Chayav Karis. You turn a light on in Yom Kippur, you're Chayav Karis. There is no Chiyuv Misa. Chiyuv Karis. Hello. So here's very interesting. What does our Mishnah say? If you go ahead and you shecht and you slaughter on Yom Kippur, what's the din? Mishnah's going to say you're chayav to pay. Why? You're chayav to pay 4 or 5 times. Why don't you say what? Kim lei b'derabimine. Well, what is kim lei b'derabimine? When there's misa in mammon, what happens if there's karis in mammon? Please get it. So our Mishnah says black on white, there is no kim lei b'derabimine by karis. Against which Tana I wanted you to see? Reb Nechunya ben Hakana in Ksubis and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara presents a brisa in the name of Reb Nechunya ben Hakana, the Tana, who said that if I eat, God forbid, Zevi's food on Yom Kippur, I stole the food, I'm Chayav Karis for eating, Eliezer, but I'm what? I'm also Chayav Mammon because I stole what's the din? Putter. Our Mishnah clearly holds against Reb Nechunya ben Hakana that says that Karis and Mammon, you don't say Kimlei v'Rabimineh. Please get it down. Okay? Please get it down. The Rambam Paskins Ladina, I want you to see in the Yad HaChazakah, Rambam Paskins like our Mishnah. Rambam can be found in Geneva, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, where the Rambam Paskins like what our Mishnah, that you do not say Kim Le'abi Rabim Ne by Carson Mullen, meaning you're chayav to pay both. Puzzling a bit, if you got a chance, I wanted you to look in the Perush Mishnayos in the Rambam. Perush Mishnayos in the Rambam on our Mishnah goes with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. It's very puzzling why. He must have backed out of it in the Yad HaChazakah. Many times you find a steer between the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos, and the Yad HaChazakah. We always say the Yad HaChazakah is the Iker, because he wrote the Perush Mishnayos when he was much younger. Okay? But this is one of those examples where the Rambam, for some reason, in the Perush Mishnayos, goes with this halacha, and he says, if you have Karsin Mammon, you're Pater. In fact, he says, if you have Malkus and Mammon, what's the din? What's the din? The Gemara says, if you have Malkus and Mammon, you're also Pater. What does Malkus have to do with anything? Please get this down. What does Malkus have to do with anything? We talked about Karsin Mammon. Why does he bring in Malkus? So that's a Mishnah in the end of Malkus. The Mishnah in Malkus says, anyone who's chai of Karis, if you get Malkus instead, it'll get you out of Karis. So he says that Karis in Mammon is the same thing as Malkus in Mammon. And in the Perush Mishnayos he says, Kim Le'abi Rabim Ne. In fact, that was one of the reasons why in the 1500s they wanted to restart Smicha. We don't have Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down anymore. We lost the chain. One of the reasons why they wanted to restart it is because people in the Rechi of Karis didn't want to die in a state of being Chai of Karis. They wanted to get flogged. But you need a base that has real Smicha to issue Malkus. So that was one of the reasons why they wanted to restart Smicha. How do you restart Smicha? So the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph Hilchos Sanhedrin writes, if all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael vote on one Rav, you can restart Smicha. And they tried to do that. There was a machlokes between the Rabbanim in Tzfat and the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. Big machlokes, the Maribe Rav and the Kuntras HaSmicha. Diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says you need Kol HaChachamim. Does it mean Rav or does it mean Kol? They had a machlokes how to touch up the Rambam. Nonetheless, it didn't happen. They wanted the Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, to be the Gadol to restart the Smicha. But it didn't happen. Okay? But that was one of the cases. That's why the Rambam's bring in the Mishnah in Makkos in the Perush Mishnayos. But it's very puzzling because he doesn't passkin like that. Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana as to whether you say Kim Le'abi ben Rabbi Menei by Kares and Mammon. Machlokes Tanayim, our Mishnah against Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. And the Rambam, the Yad HaChazakah, goes like what? Our Mishnah, the Chamin. And the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Yeah, real quick, Yossi. Yeah. Our Mishnah too. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Many Tanoim argue against Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. I'm just saying it's puzzling the Perush Mishnayos why he quotes Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. That's all. Okay? That's all I'm pointing out. I understand, but he says it seems to say the Iker. It's very bizarre. You read our Mishnah, it's against Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. So why does he bring in Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana? You read the Perush Mishnah, it seems to say he wants to say the halakha is like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. We don't hold like that. The Rambam himself doesn't hold like that. Okay, let's just do one more case, and then I wanted to just touch upon that before we finish the Mishnah. This is the fourth case, Gun of Michel Ovid. Okay? You steal from your father, V'tavach u'machar. And then your father dies, God forbid. You do all those cases. How many cases was that? Right? Gun of Ramachar B'Shabbos, Gun of Ramachar L'Avod Zara, Gun of Anot V'Yom Kippurim. Five cases, actually. Gun of Mishal Aviv, Gun of Ramachar Hikdish. All those five cases, you must pay Mammon as well. Okay? All those five cases you pay Mammon as well. What's the Kiddush of those last two cases? Because even if you're Yorushit, though, you were Chayav Ganev and Tzvicha before you were Yorushit, right? Your father died afterwards. What's the implication on that case, Rashi says? Please just get it. What's the implication? That if what? If you were Yorush your father before you did, though, what, Tzvicha, would you be Chayav Dal Dehei? Why? Because you're what? Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher. Excellent. And even if you're what? Yours with a bunch of other sons, at least some of it was yours. So we assume as long as some of it's yours, that's an interesting point. Please get it. As long as some of it's yours, you're not going to be chayav dal day. As long as some of it's yours. You could say, well, the other part, it wasn't yours. It was the other brothers. We don't care. long as some of it's yours, you're mufka from the din of Arba Lekamisha. Because some of it's Shalotzeh. You could have argued on that. I thought when I was preparing, maybe you could have been Makalik and said, Shalotzeh on the part that I own. Maybe the other parts you should be nailed. But the Chiddush is you cannot have any part of it to be Chayiv. Okay. Fine. Before we go on in the Mishnah, I want to present the following, okay? There are three possibilities, conceptually, to understand the halacha of Kimle ben Rabbimine, okay? How it works, what are the mechanics of the din? Okay? Someone give me a possibility very quickly. What would you say? Jesse, what would you say? In Svara, why do you think there's such a cloud of Kimle ben Rabbimine? What do you say? Okay. All right. You know what? Let's call it like this. The Ramban in the first daf in Makkos in this Chidushim writes it's a din in Beis Din. Beis Din does not have the ability to punish a guy twice. Two different punishments for a certain action. It's a din in Beis Din. Beis Din cannot be ma'anish a guy twice. Very well said, Jesse. Go ahead, Ari. Oh, go ahead. Then the other Ari. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, okay. Maybe this is what you mean. Bichlal, this is a second possibility. Bichlal Masai money. If I have $200 in my wallet, including $200 is what? $100. Maybe when you execute the guy, Bezdin, when they kill him, virtually we treat as if he paid money as well. Even though he didn't shell out any cash factually, but virtually I'll be Allah, we treat as if he actually paid. I'm saying you're not paying here, but I'm saying we can subsume it under the actual what? Execution. That we assume that he has to pay. That's a second possibility. And the third possibility is, go ahead, Ari.
Maybe you could say that he's already considered dead, and therefore you're not going to make a dead person pay.
Well, maybe this is what you mean. Mace is mafkia the mama. Misa is mafkia mama. Misa is mafkia chiyuv mama. Meaning, any time you have a shame misa, it is mafkia mama. Anytime there's any category conceptually of a shame misa, a chiyuv mama cannot get off the ground. It's such a severe thing, it's like it intimidates it. You follow me? It's like an intimidator. Lavdala is like a guy that blocks shots, right? Even if he doesn't block the shot, he intimidates guys so they don't shoot it well. Right, that's what we assume. This misa is such a powerful thing. It's about key of moment from even getting off the ground. Okay, what's the word for it? It messes up shots, disturbs the shot. What'd you say? Couldn't hear you. Yeah, I said. No, but what does it do to the shot though? It blocks. It alters the shot. Okay, that's good. Okay, no, you're right. Intimidates. But there's another word besides alter. Okay, whatever. This is Shane Mises Mafkia Mama. Now, I want to bring this out in the following vein. If I ask you, Noam, what would you say the machloikis is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, whether Karis exempts Mama or not? How would you explain it conceptually? Based on what we laid down, what would you say? Karis, Beis Din doesn't give Karis, Hashem gives Karis. Bichlal Masai Mane, difficult, no? Nurse, maybe one could say, if you hold like Rabbi Chanun ben Akana, you hold number three, that the shame nieces Mafkia Mama, maybe also Karis is an intimidator. Anytime you have a Chiyuv Karis, the Chiyuv Mama doesn't get off the ground. So Rabbi Chanun ben Akana holds number three. Whereas our Chachamim, the town of our Mishnah, the Ezra holds like one or two. And if it's a din and basin, well, basically they give the Karis. Masai Mane, well, maybe the guy won't kick. The Chiyuv Karis maybe doesn't apply till the guy dies. So we'll question what Chiyuv Karis is, Tosa says in the beginning of the Vamas. It means the guy dies before he's what? 50, between 50 and 60. He dies without any kids. His soul's cut off in Shemayim after he dies. So if you work with the first two approaches, you're not going to say Kim Liv Rabbani applies to Karis and Mammon. But we must know these three possibilities. Also let us mention, please, another shita that really proves this din of Misa Mafkia Mamun is a shita that is quoted in Ksubis Tanoim of Tana the Debei Chizkiah, which is called Nisus Shogigin. Poter and Mammon. Poter is Mammon. What does Poter Mammon mean? If I turn a light on Shabbos, God forbid, and while I do it, I did it by accident, I ripped Daniel's shirt. Kimle Rabin is always simultaneity. At the same time you do something, there's a chiyuv nisus and a chiyuv mammon. Okay, it has to be the same time. So at the same time I turned the light on, chayav katas, I ripped your shirt. Am I chayav to pay you for your shirt? Tana the Bechizkiah says no. Because potentially if I would have done that b'mezid, I would have been chayav nisa. So as long as there's even a shame nisa there, that potentially could have been a chiyuv nisa, even though it's shogeg, it poter mammon. Now which Daniel possibility does that really work with? Tana the Bechizkiah, for sure. Which one? For sure three. Because it's even an intimidator without even what? Without even raising his hands. Right? Like Ewing laughed all those. The guy came near him, right? Even without him raising your hands. You're scared to shoot. The same thing here. Laughed all of those. Misha Shogun and the Hunuman kind of for sure work with three. They do not work with one and two. That's for sure. But I want you to get these possibilities in mind in the mechanics and lumbness of Gimli Darabin. Okay. And lastly on this for now, there is a machloikis, I just want you to know it, on Ksubis Daf Lamed Amud Beis between Abaye and Rava, within Reb Nechunya ben Hakana, that says that Karis Pater's Mamon, what about Chiyav Misa B'nei Shamayim, which is a lower punishment. What is Chiyav Misa B'nei Shamayim? The guy dies at 60, Taisa says, based on the Gemara Moikon. Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim. What's the case? Azar each Truma. A non-Kohen each Truma is Chayav Misa in Shamayim. Let's say I did the following. Let's say Avi was a Kohen. He has Truma here. I copped the Truma from him. I'm Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. I also stole. Am I Chayav to pay? Machloikis Abaye the Rava. Do you say that Karis Patas Mammon is that extended the Chiyuv Misa B'nei Shamayim Patering Mammon as well? So Machloikis Abaye Rava in the middle of Tzubis Laman Amud Beis. Not in the middle of Tzubis, but in the middle of Laman Amud Beis. Forgot who holds what. Abaye Rava, you will look it up. Okay? Real quick. Laman Amud Beis. Real quick, we got to find it. Okay? So Machloikis Abaye Rava. So I want you to know that. Now, Pashas, we don't even pass the link of Bechunim and Akana. So this whole machlokes is not germane. For sure you'd be chayiv. Okay? Chiyuv Misa, Laman Amud Beis, Abaye holds Pater, Rava holds chayiv. Okay? Abaye holds Pater, Rava holds chayiv. Okay, we got it? But that's all within Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Fine. Okay, back to our Mishnah now. Back to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this. Finish the Mishnah. Gonav v'tavach l'refua. Now the Mishnah gives four cases here. The middle part was five cases. Gonav v'tavach l'refua. Let's say a guy shechs for refua. I don't know, medicinal purposes. I don't know, he needs to eat meat. Usually meat's not for medicinal purposes. Ol l'klavim, or he shechs for the dogs. Shochet v'nimshes treifa, third case. What's a treifa now? The third berkachunin lists off all the treifas. You shecht an animal, you do a bedika, you find inside the lungs or something in the lungs. Going to die within 12 months. Please always get the difference between Neveil and Trefa. Trefa is with Shechted, but it's going to die within 12 months. They check it. That's why we call a Shochet of Bodek. He has to do a Bedik afterwards. He checks the lungs. A Neveil is if it died not through Shechita. You shot it dead, or it died, had a heart attack, did not die through Shechita. We're dealing with the Nimsis Trefa. HaShechit v'Nimsis Trefa. Fourth case is Shochet Chulin Ba'azara Mishan Tashlumi Arba V'Chamishin. What's chulin ba'azara? You weren't makdish an animal. It's chulin. And you put it in the azara and you shechted it. Chulin ba'azara is an issue. You're not allowed to eat it. All these cases, says the chachamim, you still pay four or five. Reb Shimon poter b'shnei elu. Reb Shimon poters. Reb Shimon has a sheet in chulin on peheyam and aleph. Shechita she'ena ruya is nishkin shechita. Please get that clock. Shechita that's not ruya, ena Shechita. So this Shechita is not ruya. You can't eat it. You can't eat any of the food. So therefore, since you can't eat any of the food, what's the din? You are not chayav what? You are not chayav dal vehe. That's the chiddush of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Shechita is Shita Shehena Ruya is Nishkin Shita. Okay? So therefore, Shimon Potter's only in what? Only in these two cases, because in these two cases, by Trefi you can't eat it, Chulin Bazar you can't eat it. What about the first two cases? Of course you can eat it. For the dog, medicinal and the dogs, you can eat it. Chavim argue on Reb Shimon, get it down, and they say Shita Shehena Ruya is called a Shita. For purposes of Dawah Vehei, you'll be Chayiv. Even though you can't eat it, Chavim say you'll still be Chayiv. So Machlokes Chavim and Reb Shimon. Okay, fine. Let us see the Gemara now. There's a lot we have to see. Let's see the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara like this. Lema masnissin de lo karebi kivin. Anytime the word lema appears in Shas, is a havamina that's going to be slugged off. Tosis writes this in Sochem and Chafalaf Amaralf. And this is so also here in this Gemara as well. Lema masnissin de lo karebi kivin. Dir rebi kivin. Amr davar lo chetzi davar. Rebi kivin is of the opinion of davar lo chetzi davar. What did the Mishnah say in the second line? That if you have one set of witnesses on the Gneva, one set of witnesses on the Shechita, what's the din? Chayev Dal Vehei. Rebbe Kiva says that's a breach of Dover V'lo Chetzi Dover. You need the same set of witnesses on both. Oh, Di Rebbe Kiva, Amar Dover V'lo Chetzi Dover. Disanya. Now I want you to keep in mind. What motivated the Gemara to say this? I think you asked me this like last week. Rebbe Meir was a Talmud of who? I'm sorry, Rebbe Kiva was a Talmud of who? Rebbe Meir. Stam Mishnah, there's no Tana mention here. Stam Mishnah is who? Rebbe Meir. So we want usually Rebbe Kiva to what? To jive with Rebbe Meir. And the Gemara jumps on that and says, no, please get that down. You asked me that. Didn't you ask that a few weeks ago? And I didn't recall that. But the Yisra Bracha makes that horror. That's what was motivating the Gemara to make our Mishnah like Rebbe Kiva. Because the Stam Mishnah, Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Kiva was a Talmud of Rebbe Meir. So it's bothering the Gemara. Rebbe Kiva is not going to be going good with what? With the Mishnah. Rebbe Kiva is not going to be going good with the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is driving at. That's what the Gemara is driving at. Okay? Fine. Where is that Gemara? Let me just mention it to you. It's in Sanhedrin, Pei Vav and Aleph. That Rebbe Kiva was a Talmud of Rebbe Meir. And the Gemara is bothered by it. What's the shot? Okay. Also, I want you to keep in mind. Okay? What is the Havamina here? Do the Rabbanan hold of Chetzi Davar or not? When you read the Gemara, you got to have that in mind. What did the Rabbanan hold? Do they hold the structure of Davar below Chetzi Davar? Yes or no? Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's not so pashut. Okay? At this point of the Gemara, what did the Rabbanan hold? Okay? What did the Ramban hold? You know what I'm going to point it out right now. The Ramban writes in the Mechamas Hashem that the Havamina of our Gemara, please get it, the Ramban did not hold of the Drasha of Dover Lo Chetzi Dover. They thought it's fine. They thought it was fine. The Maskan is that the Ramban what? Hold of Dover Lo Chetzi Dover. They just have a different version than Rabbi Akiva. Okay? But please get that down. The Ramban writes in Mechamas Hashem that certainly the Havamina was Lamaisa, that the Rabbanan did not have such a drush at all. Okay? The Maskana is going to change that they agree with the Klal. But the Havamina was not that way. Okay? So that's very important. I'll tell you why. Because Tosis and Baba Basra and Nun Vavam and Beis says the word davar is really superfluous. Chaim, you follow me? Al pishnai made him yakum davar. Davar is really what? Superfluous. So if it's superfluous, both Rabban and Rebbe Kiva hold of the concept of what? Of davar v'lo chetzi davar. They both hold of davar v'lo chetzi davar. But at least in the Havamina, the Rabbanan didn't hold of it. They didn't view it as being superfluous. See, if you view it as superfluous, you're going to have to use it as a din. You follow me? So at least in the Havamina, according to the Ramban, it wasn't superfluous, and the Ramban didn't have a concept of Davar Lo Chetzi Davar. You follow me? That's what the Ramban says. Lefi the Maskana, both Ramban and Rebbe Kiva hold of Davar Lo Chetzi Davar. They just have different versions of it. Why do they both hold of it? Because Davar is extra. They could have just said Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum. Why do they have to say Davar? The matter is established. Al Pishnayim Yakum. Why do you have to say Davar? That was what Tosus writes in Baba Basra and Bavamin base. Okay, let's go.
Says the Gemara. Disani, it says in Rai Sam Rabbi Yossi, Kishava Abba Chalafta, it's Rabbi Yechonim and Nuri. When what Rabbi Yossi said, when Abba Chalafta, my father went to learn by Rabbi Yechonim and Nuri, Lil Motaira, Barbara Law and others say Rabbi Yechonim and Nuri, Eitzel Abba Chalafta. Or others say Rabbi Yechonim and Nuri went to learn by my Abba Chalafta. Parenthetically, it's not so parenthetical, it's on the Gemara. How on earth can you call your father by his first name? You know how some guys do that? It's a terrible thing. Not only is it terrible, it's against Shulchan Aruch. In fact, Akasha, how should Yossi refer to his father as without saying his first name? How could you do that? So I gave you the Ramah. The Ramah in your day. Simon Reish Mem Bei Sif Tev Vav in the Sif about what? The Sif Simon about Kibud Aveim. The Ramah writes, it's usher to call your father by his name only if you say his name alone. But it's mutter to say Rebbe Ploni Umori. And the Gon says, who would deny it's mutter to mention your father's name with saying, like we find in our Gemara, Abba Chalafta, Abba Yanai, Abba Shol. You say Abba Chalafta. If you say Father Richard, right? I don't know if you want to say that in America now, in the 21st century. Okay, but all right, whatever. You say Abba Richard, okay? Abba Richard, not Father Richard, Abba Richard. Then that would seemingly be okay, says the Gon. And that's the Biradover in this Ramah and the Gon. Now, Rabbi Kiveger is the one who asked this Kasha. Rabbi Kiveger, Simon Reish Mem Sifbeis, on the side of the Pesach Aruch says, how can he call his father by his first name? It's also for his son to call his father by his first name. Where's the Makar and Shas Kedushin Laman Alpha Medeis? The Pesach Gemara. So it's not us that asked this Kasha, Rabbi Kiveger asked this Kasha. The answer is like the Ramon, like the Gon. It's to call your father's name straight up, only Richard. If you say Abba Richard, then it's okay. Or you say Reb Abba Richard, Rebbe Mori. Rebbe Abba Mori, Rebbe Richard, Rebbe Abba Mori Richard, then it's okay. Yeah, Daniel, go ahead. That's a good question. What if your father's name is called Abba? Maybe you call him Reb Abba. Like we said, Reb Abba. Reb Abba Mori. Good question. Avi Mori Abba. Okay, something along those lines. Reb Abba, I would say. She's Reb Abba. Okay, very good. Fine. Says the Gemara the following. Amar lo, Haresha Achla Shana Rishona B'fnei Shnayim. You ate 1 year, you squatted 1 year on a piece of land in front of two witnesses. Shnia, second year B'fnei Shnayim. Shlishis B'fnei Shnayim. Mahu, what's the din? The Mishnah writes in Baba Basra, if a man squats on a piece of land for 3 years, it's a Raya Brua that it's his land. Mishnah in Baba Basra, Cheskes Abadim, Chav Chesam Anaf, the beginning of the third parak. You squat on someone's land for 3 years, it's a Raya, you're the owner. What happens if you have three sets of witnesses, one set for each year? Is that a good Chazaka? He asked him the Shaila. Amar lo, Harezu Chazaka, the Lach is that it's a Chazaka. Amar lo, Afani Oymer Kane. I want you to know I agree with this. Elo she Rabbi Kiva choylek b'davar. You should know Rabbi Kiva argues. Shai Rabbi Kiva Omer. Davar v'lo chetzi davar. Rabbi Kiva has a drasha of davar v'lo chetzi davar. So you see that what? You have different sets for each year. It's bad. It's bad, according to Rabbi Kiva. Come and say it's fine. So our Mishnah said, if you have one set on the gneva and one set on the slaughtering, not a problem, Chayav Dal V'Hei. Our Mishnah cannot be Rebbe Kiva. That is the Hava Mina. We got it clear? That is the Hava Mina. Okay. That's the Hava Mina. Very poshut. No, Dover V'lo Chetzi Dover. Okay. Now, L'maisa, we're going to have to see L'maisa. It's not so poshut. But I want to just read on one more line in the Gemara. Okay? You know what? Even without one line in the Gemara, I want to say the following. The Baal HaMor asks Akasha on the Rif. Okay? The Rif, which we'll get to see, Biz Hashem, we'll see, B'li Neder today, we'll see. Not today, we'll see it on Sunday. In the second Tosfos writes that as long as your testimony has a nafkamina, I'm going to write that down. The Rif, Rav Alphas is the Rif. As long as your Adis has a Nafkamina, Adis
yesh lo nafka mina, then it's not a problem. Ein din shel hetzidah. Because that means your testimony had a meaning. You understand? So therefore the Rabbanan say, let's say I'm squatting on Jay-Z's land, okay? Beautiful land, squatting on Jay-Z's land, okay? I have Adim that it's mine for 1 year. I have Adim that it's for 2 years. No, 3 years. Is there a nafka mina that emerges, Daniel, from that testimony? Yes, there is. It's going to backfire on me. Let's say for 1 year or 2 years, but there is Adis. Whose land is it? It's Jay-Z's. I've been squatting there eating his fruit and vegetables, Gavaltica fruit and vegetables. The Adim Basin says, you know what? That's not yours. You better pay him for the payris. So even though it backfires, because the point of the Adis is to get what? Get me to, I'm squatting on it, what? That I should get 3 years. But there weren't 3 years. So you see, each testimony itself has a nafka mina. So the Rif says that's not a problem of Dover, below Chetzi Dover. As long as each testimony itself has a nafka mina, that's fine. That's the Rif sheet. You follow me? It's a very, very, what'd you say?
Only in the
Chachamim. The Rif speaking within the Chachamim. That is correct. We'll get to more in the Gemara. We never. Frekta Kasha, the Balamor. Remember we said that Ramban wrote the Mechamas Hashem because he thought it was a chutzpah, that the Balamor, a young gadol, being cholik on the Rif from Fez, Morocco. Many, the Mor cut, he wrote when he was 18. The Ramban wrote the Sefer Mechamas Hashem to what defend the Rif. Frekta Balamor on this Rif. Listen to this Kasha. He says, why is this Mishnah not just Rabbi Akiva? David didn't say Mishnah, Lema Sashlok Kabi, then it's not like Rabbanon. It's not like the Rabbanon either. Why? Why is it not like the Rabbanon? Why is it not like the Rabbanon? Because what is our Mishnah talking about? Gneva and Shechita, right? The Shechita, could it stand on its own? If two Adim come in and say that I shechted a cow, maybe it's my own cow. That testimony is bogus without what? That there was a thievery, right? So why does the Gemara say that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva? Maybe the Mishnah is not even like the Chachamim. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds Dover lo chetzi Dover. Dover lo chetzi Dover. But what kind of nafka mina is there here? Is there also here? What kind of nafka mina is there here? According to the Rif, who's speaking within the Rabbana, is there a nafka mina when Adim testify on my Shechita? Yes or no? There's no nafka mina. So just like the Chachamim hold, just like Rabbi Akiva says, Dover lo chetzi Dover, why is this Mishnah leaving to who? The Rabbanan. Why does it fit so well with the Rabbanan? You follow me, Avi? Yeah, go ahead. I understand, but we're going to see in the next few lines of the Gemara that what gets you out of Dover lo chetzi Dover, according to the Rif Lamaisa, is the fact that there's a nafka mina. But there's no nafka mina, Lamaisa. There's no nafka mina. Even Lofi Rabbanan, the Tvicha alone does not work. So the Balamor asks on the Rif, why is the Mishnah not just like Rabbi Akiva, it's also not like the Rabbanan? You understand this kasha? That's the kasha. It's a very strong kasha. You understand? So what does the Ramban defend the Balamor? Please just get it. Chaim, you know what he says? What I said earlier to you in Shir. That the Havamina of the Gemara was that the Rabbanan don't hold to the drasha of Dover below Chetzi Dover. They don't hold to the drasha. The Havamina of the Gemara is, according to the Ramban, is that the Chachamim don't have that drasha of Chetzi Dover. Chetzi Dover is fine. Only Rabbi Akiva doesn't have it. That's how the Ramban saves the Rif. And that's what I was driving at before, that the Havamina of the Gemara is only saying the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Chachamim, Chetzi Dover is fine. Because according to the Rif, the truth is you always need a nafka mina, and there's no nafka mina if you just have the second set on the Shechita. So please get that down. It's a very beautiful pshat. Okay? Not intricate, but it's a very beautiful pshat. You always have to ask yourself, why is the Gemara opening up and saying it's not like Rabbi Akiva? Well, what do the Chum hold? The Hava means the Chum don't hold the concept of Chetzi Dover at all. And you have to prove that according to the Rif, because the Rif says the reason why you can get out of Chetzi Dover is you must have a nafka mina. Well, there is no nafka mina if you just have the second set on the Shechita. If there was no set on the Gneva, maybe I'm shechting my old cow. It's my own cow. up. Right through the Gemara now. Let's go. So the Gemara sets up that the Mishnah Gemara Mishnah's against Rabbi Kiva. Gemara says no. Gemara says, I'm going to buy a few tame Rabbi Kiva. I can even say that this Mishnah's like Rabbi Kiva. Miloy moide Rabbi Kiva, Vishnaim Omrim Kiddish, Vishnaim Omrim Bol. Avagav de Bia Tzrichim Lady Kedushin. Kevin Lady Kedushin, Lo Tzrich Lady Bia, Dabra Karina Bay, Hanami. Avagav de Edi Tvicha Tzrichim Lady Kneva. Kevin Lady Kneva, Lo Tzrich Lady Tvicha, Dabra Karina Bay. Ah. What's the Gemara's answer? That our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Kiva. Why? You have two sets of Edim on a Kedushin. You have two sets of Edim on a Bia. The Gemara says the Eidei Bia, the second set, need the first set. But the first set could stand on their own. The first set is testifying that what? That they're married. That's a status change. The second set, without the first set, is just saying she had Bia. She could have had a Bia with another man. If she's not married, okay, it's not a proper thing. It's out of wedlock. Maybe it's a bitul mitzvah of kedushin, but it's not a chiyuv misa. If she was a nida, she's chayav karis, but it's not a chiyuv misa. As long as you assume the first set could stand on its own, has independence, even if the second set needs the first set, it's not chetzi dover legabe both. So too by Eidei Gneva, Avi. Plug it in for me. The Eidei Gneva can stand on their own? Yes, right? Can the Eidei Tvicha stand on their own? No. But since what? The Eidei Gneva can stand on their own, it also sheds light on the second set that it's not a problem of Chetzi Dover. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva can even be the Tana of our Mishnah. Okay? Got it? Clear, no? Clear? What on earth is the Gemara saying? What on earth is the Gemara saying? What is it? It's not magic. We always say, Lom, it's not magic. What are you talking about? The second set has no independence. The second set on the Tzvicha, the second set on the Bia, they have no independence. You better bet your bottom dollar that should be a problem of Chetzi Dover. What on earth is the Gemara saying? It's a power this Gemara, no? What is it, magic? It's not chemistry, it's not physics, you know what I mean? Not that chemistry is magic in physics, but I mean, you know, organic chemistry, they have those, I never understood them. My friends do, they have those, these things you put together to help you understand it.
It's fun.
What'd you say?
It's fun.
It's fun? Does it help, Debbie?
No.
Doesn't help. Okay. I was wondering, but Lamaisa, what is it? You build this construct, you have first set, second set. The first set stands on its own, so it gives strength to the second set, even though the second set doesn't stand on its own. What was Gemara saying at all? Gemara's a Pella, no? It's screaming for a pshat, this Gemara. What is the Gemara driving at? And therefore, our mission can't even be according to Rabbi Kiva. What is the pshat? Oh. So there's a few pshat that we could suggest, okay? But we have to work on it. There is a principle in the Rambam, okay? Rambam can be found in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tet Zayin, Halacha Aleph. Halacha Vav, rather. Rambam postulates a principle called Eid Echad Yuchzak. Okay? Eid Echad Yuchzak. You follow me? What does that mean? Normally, in most areas in Halacha, how many Eidim do you need, Chaim? Two Eidim. For the matters of Yisurin, what's the din? Gemara writes in Gittin Beisim and Beis, Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin. And Eid Echad comes and says, that piece of meat on my desk is ham, I have to believe him. What's the marker for that? Okay, Tosus gives a marker in Gittin Beisim and Beis. What? V'safra lo la'asmi. You believe a woman who's in need, that she's in need. You believe a woman that she's counting properly. That's the marker that Tosus gives to that institution of Erech and Emusurin. Okay. What's the din? Erech comes in and says, that piece of meat is ham. An hour later, I go ahead and eat that piece of meat. In front of Adam, with a warning. What's the din? What's the din? I'm Chayiv Malkus. Why? How did this ham in the halachic world become ham? It was through one aid. doesn't make a difference. An Eid Echad can be machzik something, as long as it's believed to be surim, that is considered to be clear as proof that that is ham. And an hour later, if I eat it with Edom and Hasra, I am Chayav Malchus. Okay? That's the Rambam's famous principle that he develops called Eid Echad Yuchzik. The Eid Echad Yuchzik means can give it a status that it is ham. And therefore you are Chayav. That's what the Rambam lays down in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Okay. It's not a suffix at all. Maybe then, that's the same principle here. Someone plug it in for me. Here we have what? The first set saying this woman is married. Correct? That is a status of being married. For us, that becomes a certainty, Josh. It is no suffix. It is a certainty. And therefore, when the second set says she was Boel, what, another man? What's the din? That's considered to be a Dover Sholei. It's not that we need the 8A Kedushin anymore. The 8A Kedushin kind of like lit the fire. They generated the status. But it's ham now. She's married now. We don't need the 8A Kedushin anymore. They lit the flame. They generated it. But it's not like they 8AB and need them. We don't need them anymore. Her status has been established. If that's the case, the second set works on their own. And therefore they are not one Chetzi Dover. It's a beautiful pshat, no? It's a beautiful pshat. That's the Hezbron Argomar. And therefore what, Yossi? The 8A Tzvicha don't need 8A Gneva. Because the 8A Gneva lit the fire that this cow is a stolen cow. We all know about it already. Just like we all knew this ham is ham after they never told me. Therefore, you don't need the first set anymore. Therefore, the second set is independent. It's a double showing. That's the beauty. It's a beautiful shot, no? Only problem is that Rabbi Kivager writes in the Tshuvas that Tosfos doesn't hold like this Rambam of Eid Echad Yuchzak. And it could very well be also that the Rambam only said this regarding Malchus. Rak Legabe Malchus, perhaps. I'm going to put it in brackets. This at least Rabbi Kivager writes. Maybe he only said it by Malchus, not by Misa. And we're talking about Misa in our Gemara. So therefore what? How on earth could the 8A be Mechai Misa? We're back to the drawing board. What's the pshat by Rambam? I mean, what's the pshat by Gemara? Not by Rambam. First of all, Tosfos argues in the Rambam. Second of all, maybe the Rambam only meant it by Malchus. We're trying to understand the Gemara was talking about Misa. She's Mizana with another guy. She's named she's Chai Misa. What is the pshat? Oh. So maybe a second pshat we could suggest in the Gemara is the following. And that is that maybe Tosfos would agree to the Rambam in a situation where what? In this situation, perhaps the Chiddush is, Tosfos would also be moted to the Svar of the Rambam, Dafka Legabe Chaylev, does Tosfos say one Eid is not enough to say it's Ham, Dibim Chayav Malchus. But here, how many Eidim are we dealing with, Chayim? How many? Two Eidim! They're bona fide Eidim, they're Eidim Kedushin. When does what, Tosfos what? When does Tosfos agree to what? To the Svar of the Rambam? Right? Tosfos would agree to the Svar of the Rambam in our Gemara because what? Tosfos only argues on the Rambam by what? By an Eid Echad. But here, Tosfos will agree to the Rambam because here you have two Eidim and the Kedushin. So if there are two Eidim, they and Mamash are heavyweights, two Eidim. They create a status that she is married. And therefore, the second set is independent on their own. They don't need to fall back on what? On the first ones. See, we're saving the first shot, the second shot. How are we saving it? Because this is even better argument because they're two Eidim. An Eid Echad, the correct is an Eid Echad. Okay, Eid Echad, but fine, but to act on an Eid Echad, to give a guy Malchus, Tosfos doesn't hold of it. But if you have two Eidim that say she's a Mekudeshes, that creates a status. So when the second set says she's Mizana, They're on their own. It's not like we're relying on it. We're relying on the status that was created by the two aided. So it's like the second shot is saving the first shot, making that chiluk. The Rambam will love it. Tosis will love it as well. This is what the Sefer Darkei David says shot in the Gemara. Jesse, you got me? That's why the Gemara, it's not saying magic. Oh, that the second set can't stand on its own, Avi. First set can, so therefore the second set's also. I said, what does that mean? You read the Gemara, you got to ask yourself, it's difficult. It's crazy. What's the pshat? The pshat is we're suggesting that's the Chiddush. It's not that the second set needs the first set. The first set lit the fire to generate a status, and that we know. This is the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, now, one second, Daniel. Now, based on this, please get it. Rebbe Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim and the Stipler, Rebbe Chanan's Osnun Zion and the Stipler in Sanhedrin Simon Yutes, explain like this. Okay? Please get it. What is the Chisarna? It's getting later. Let's finish this. Gotta go to Chumash. Okay? What is the Chisarna of Chetzidaber? What is the problem of Chetzidaber? Listen to what they want to say. The Chisarn is only in the first set. The Chisarn of Chetzi Dover is only Bikat Rishonah. Because Beis Din cannot judge Al Pihem. Right? That's the Chisarn. It's a Chisarn in what? The Kat Rishonah. Because Beis Din cannot judge based on that Chetzi Dover. Here the first set is fine. They're Eidei Kiddushin, don't need Eidei Bia. But the Kachshniya concludes the Eidus, and Beis Din is Gomer their din based on the second set. Therefore, the ADB are accepted, even though they wouldn't be accepted without the Kat Rishona. Because now the Gmar din is Nigmar al Pihem, and therefore it's a Dover Sholin. Meaning to say, I want you to get this, the Rashban, Bababashan, and Vovim Beis says also, the Chisaron of Chetzi Dover is only the Kat Rishona. This is a new shot in the Gemara. We had like one and two. We'll call it 1A, one and 1A. 1A saved one. Now this is two. The whole din of Chetzi Dover is only by the Kat Rishonin. Here in our Gemara, Kat Rishonin is fine. What's your response to that? You're saying magic again. Why is it only by Kat Rishonin? Why is it only by Kat Rishonin? Chas v'sholem, it's not magic. Because the chisarn of Chetzi Dover's chisarn in Kabbalah is Beis Din. The chisarn of Chetzi Dover's chisarn in Kabbalah is Beis Din. If the chisarn of Chetzi Dover is a chisarn only in the Beis Din's receiving it, Beis Din cannot be a Kabbalah and Eidus, that's not complete. But where the Eidus is complete, right, then it's not a problem. If the Kat Rishon is Shalem, then what? Then Basin could paskin based on that. Oh, just because the Kachnia is not complete, who cares? We could still paskin a Shiloh based on the first set that she's married now. Was she Mizan? Okay, that we don't know. But at least they could paskin a Shiloh. Chetzi Dover is Chisarn and Kabbalah's Basin. That Basin cannot act on the testimony. You have two sets, and the first set is complete, the 8A Kedushin. And the second set is incomplete, they can't stand on their own. So what? Beis Din will receive an Eidus that this woman is married. That's fine. At least they can function. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore the Gemara is not magic anymore. Chas v'sholem, the Gemara is not magic. It's Lubumbus. That's what it means, Avi, that the first set can stand on its own. The second set can't. So what? Shouldn't it still be a problem? No, it's not a problem, because the Chisarn of Chetzi Dover says the Rashba. And Rabbi Chanan and the Stipler Zatzal, Rabbi Chanan Zatzal and the Stipler Zatzal were Mechavit to the Rashba. The Chisarn of Chetzi Dover is that it's a Chisarn in Kabbalah's Basin. Basin has to be able to act based on the Eidus. If they can't, then the Eidus is bad. Well, if you have two sets of testimony, they could act on the first one. It was Shalem. Second one wasn't. This is the Pshat Lamaisa in the Bir Adover what in the Gemara. This is the Pshat Abir. This is critical. I read this Gemara. I didn't understand this Gemara B'chlap. This is what you have to say to Pshatis. Okay, maybe ask me afterwards, Avi. Okay, let's go to Chumash now. Okay? We have a lot to continue on Sunday. Okay? We need to finish with the two dots. We have to do the Tosfos.